Everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. We have a lot to get into today, but as the title suggests, I will be going live on stream on TikTok for this episode. But right at the top, just before we do that, I would like to say that I hope that all the wonderful mothers on this, blessed planet had a great Mother's Day, including particularly my own mother. Love you, Mom. I now officially have released the Jordan Prince Sport socks. So in the show notes, wherever you are listening to this episode, you'll see an opportunity to either pre-order my new book, The Prince of Germany. It's a bilingual paperback book that's going to come out in September. Don't forget that there are tickets available for a myriad of cities all around Germany and some in Austria and Switzerland as well. So get your tickets for that. And of course, as I mentioned at the very top, the brand new merch. So if you want to rock some very cool, very good looking, high quality white Sport socks in a few different sizes, then click the link down there in the show notes and get your little cute booty over there and get you some socks, guys. And now that that's out of the way, let me just take a look here. Big shout out to a longtime friend of my own and of the show, Moritz Binder. If you've listened to this at all, you will know that he is a good friend of mine who wrote the Oscar-nominated film September 5, and they just recently had the German Film Prize Awards, and boy, oh boy, did they just sweep. September 5 took home, man, I don't even know how many awards they took home at this point. It was a lot. I think they were nominated for 10? You know, like actors and editing and music and writing, of course, and cinematography, and they just cleaned house. But congratulations to Moritz and to all of the people who worked very hard on the movie September 5. You more than earned it. And yeah, I guess what I'll just go ahead and do now is just jump onto the live here on TikTok and just get some conversation rolling. But I will... Oh, yeah. I should say also, just as a reminder, I am playing Lollapalooza in Berlin on July 13, and I'm going to be doing a mixture of some older comedy that not a lot of people know about, just stuff that I hadn't, brought along to the most recent tours, some earlier content that I didn't, release online that I think it's had some time to cook. And I think it'd be good to try and bring it to this particular event because I think some stories will hit pretty hard. I hope so. I think they're like good stories kind of just to keep in the barrel and we can just see how they play out. Let's just see. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Let's just relax. Lollapalooza, July 13, all the things you might need to do might like to do to support the show are all in the show notes. Let's go live here now and just talk to whoever's here on a weekday, a little after lunchtime. I am recording this, obviously, a few days before it comes out. But sometimes I just like to go live and see who pops up, see who's interested in... conversing, see if there's anybody who, has any questions or just wants to just mess around here. Oh, we already have some people joining here. Moin, hello. Moin is a term that is like hello for people usually from the Hamburg area. I went to for my podcast last week, I talked about going to Hamburg for the 916 Awards, which is this like influencer award show. And I kind of forget that hearing, I kind of forget that you're going to hear Moin or Moin Moin all the time. And I've actually made jokes in my stand-up about not really enjoying the sound of it, but it was kind of refreshing because I haven't been to Hamburg in so long. Calglow asks, what is Hamburg? It is a city in Germany. And it was refreshing to hear it because, you know, here in Bavaria, all the time, you get Servus. Servus. And it sometimes it just kind of like, I don't know, Servus. You know, there's a beauty in every sort of different, you know, type of greeting or individual dialect. Grüß Gott, that's another one. Yeah, greet God
we shall on this blessed day. Servus and greet God, Grüß Gott.
You know,
Servus, hallo.
I see, what's the other ones? I mean, the standard is like, the classic American greeting that you hear all the time, or not American greeting, but like the greeting that Americans think Germans say all the time is Guten Tag. I mean, I can probably count on one hand the amount of times I've gotten a Guten Tag. I can't even think that that's, I don't think that's happened more than 5 times. I don't think so. It has not happened often. Let me look here. Calglow's asking about going to Nuremberg. Well, I have this tour. Let me just check out my tour dates here. Oopsie daisy. I don't. Let me see here. I'm going to be starting October 12th. I'm going to be in Frankfurt and then Köln, and then Hamburg, Moin, and then Vienna, Innsbruck, a double show in Munich, and then Zurich. So, when are you coming to Nuremberg? You know, for this tour, I just can't say. I just don't know. Maybe the next tour, but hopefully you can make it to one of the other ones here that's listed in the link in the show notes. Who's your booking agent? Carsten Janke. Carsten Janke is my booking agency. Do you support a Bundesliga team? You know, that is something I should probably start investing more time in. You know, if you guys wanted to see me do a series where I start like really investing time and effort into following the Bundesliga and like, you know, I don't know, getting behind like FC Bayern, for example, or like Real Madrid, or just something kind of traditional. We could also make a vote and be like, okay, you need to start going to games from this team. And then I start going and, you know, vlogging the entire experience. I think that'd be kind of fun. That could be something that we kind of do together if I make it like a live event. Calglow, yeah, you should come to Munich. I have 2 shows on the same day. I'm doing a stand-up show at, looks like 5:30 at the Vex Eben Theater. And then the late show on the same day is at 9:30. 21 Uhr 30. So, yeah, get your tickets now, guys. Can you sing the Bayern song? No. No, I can't. I can't. I should learn that, though. I should learn that and do, like, a really... I should do that and make a video about that. Pangea, hey, see you on Lollapalooza. Awesome! That's really cool. I'm really excited to play Lollapalooza. It's funny, I did, like, my main, I don't know, passion, not that it's really faded as a passion, but like my main work, I guess you could say, creatively for years was just doing music. Like, I have albums out on, you know, Spotify and everything. I used to tour all the time, and I dreamed of playing places like Lollapalooza or, you know, these, especially in America, because I'm American, like these big festivals and stuff. And now it just happens to be that because now I have some sort of traction with comedy that I have an opportunity to play Lollapalooza, but as a comedian. And for me, that's so crazy. That's really just random. So, but I'm excited to do it. I think it's going to be a really, really, really good show. So, thanks for coming. Do you have a producer? Well, I guess that I'm not sure what you mean. Like for my, no, I mean, generally, no. Not, I was going to ask like for what thing that I do. I mean, there's people that I work with a lot for music. There's people that I, you know, for the, there's the booking agency. There's the people I work with for the social media stuff, you know, like getting jobs through that. But no, I mean, I do everything, pretty much everything myself still for the, you know, in the, for the most part. Wie lange haben Sie in Deutschland gewesen? I'm trying to think now. Let me look here at like the, I think I have an email from the very first week that I was in, that I was in Germany here. It should be, well, I can't find it, but it should be like from early 2016. Do you have a manager? No, not right now. No. There's not really like a necessity for it right now. I think I've, you know, I have applied to a few different agencies that I heard good things about for management. I had a very troublesome relationship to a manager. Like as a musician years ago, I had a manager pretty early on, and as I was like gaining some traction with some playlists and some festivals, and ended up having a pretty bad relationship with a manager that I realized kind of too late that I wasn't sure that I could trust. And then the whole, the whole system scarred me a little bit. And now that I'm doing this, I have like, you know, I have my people for the booking and I have my people for social media. And it's not like I'm making a ton of money that I can just like, you know, bring in new companies. Like I don't even have my own editor or anything yet. I'm talking to people, but I just don't really like have a consistent enough flow right now. I'm imagining that like, because I just dropped some new merch and I am trying to promote the tour and everything. And I just wrote a book. I'm hoping that when that stuff gets released and maybe there's like a new, like wave of interest that maybe then I can, you know, work with a guy, you know, regularly or girl, whoever to help me pump out some more content. Yeah. How's the arm doing? You might mean my ankle. I don't know if you're talking about my broken ankle, but my, but that's a lot better. The arm is, fine. It's flabby, but it's fine. It functions. That's all I needed to do. by the way, I found the dates. I'll try to see me. That sounds great, man. Thank you so much. Your vids are too real. It's almost not funny. Almost. Danke. That's really nice. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And thanks for the gifts, guys. Wow, that's really sweet. Thank you. Who's the boss? I can't get past your username here. Hawk Talk. That's really clever. I like that. I think your question is answered by the very next message, which is Johannes. Johannes is the boss. Wow, guys, thank you for the gifts. That's really cool. Thank you so much. But yeah, it's a really weird kind of business to be doing right now. Like I was talking on this podcast last week about being at this, you know, influencer creator event thing last week. And I don't know, sometimes, you know, like you work in social media, but I don't feel like I'm this, like, I think there's like people who work in social media and then there's, thank you for the roses. And then there's people who like just gain traction. Wow. Thank you. 666. I appreciate all those gifts and roses. Wow. That's really nice, guys. I think there's like with working in social media, there's like, there's the social media job. There's like the influencer, the desirable influencer position. And that's the job that you want to work in. And you want to like guide all of your purpose and desire and interest into getting those clicks and the views and everything. And that is a job in itself. And, you know, people have different opinions on that, but like, I know of some creators who work really hard. They work really hard, not to say that it's like a difficult job. I don't mean it like that, but just, you know, they're putting their hours in and that's the job they want, and they're making their money from the views or the engagement or whatever. And that's cool. That's their job. That's awesome. And then there's people who I think are a bit more like myself, who gained traction through like being funny online and are trying to make a career in just general entertainment. You know, oh, thanks for the heart, me. I appreciate that, guys. I don't know. I'm not saying that I don't appreciate being invited or being a part of, you know, events that are connected to like influencers, but there's a big difference between like people who that is their life, that's their goal, that's what they want to do. They want to be like an influencer, and me and some other people I know who have just gained traction through what they enjoy doing. If it's like, you know, making music or telling jokes or making skits, whatever it might be. And they try to use that platform to, you know, spread into other outlets. Like, for example, me wanting to really do stand-up or like doing the book or whatever. I am so happy with the traction I got doing this. But I only see it as like a way of promoting or like continuing to, I want to entertain people who follow me. I'm really grateful for that. But I don't want to go to places where I'm surrounded by the people who that is like their main interest, and they have no other, this sounds tough because like people are people and people can be different and people can be interesting. And it sounds like I'm generalizing too much. I hope this is coming across right. I mean, I'm not complaining about something. I'm happy to be there. But there's like influencers, and then there's people who have like an influence because of what they've gained online. And I feel like I'm just in that department. Maybe I should have just left it at that. Because no one's doing anything wrong. And I'm not here to like say that anyone's doing anything wrong. If they're happy and they're making money, hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. But yeah, it's a really weird business. Thanks guys for hopping in the live. It's just a casual, you know, weekday chit chat here. You know, I'll feel it out a little bit more and see. You can always you can always fall back to OF if it doesn't work out. You know, I think that might lose me money. I think people would, people who have never, I think if I made an OF, people would go there simply to refund money they didn't spend, because it's against God and it's against the wishes of our innocent mothers to see anything I would ever put on an OF. 666, I sort of get it. I think you're right as well. And again, and there's nothing wrong with the other department. I just think there's different departments of it, you know? I just hope that, yeah, I hope people that enjoy, you know, the jokes or whatever, the skits, would, you know, want to see the tour and hear the stories and have a good laugh. And yeah, I think we can, you know, we can drop that garbage there. But how are you guys doing? You know, I know it's a weekday. It's like right after lunch. Du bist auch schön. You're also very schön. Thank you for the nice words. Yeah, I just thought, you know, I would hang out a little bit and see how people are doing, what's on people's minds here. David, I'm an American living in Dusseldorf, and I love your content, brother. Dude, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I think that's another reason why it's good for me to hop on to a live stream sometimes. I don't do it enough. I really don't do it enough. But I think I should do it more, just because it's nice to be reminded that, you know, that there's actually really just good-hearted people who are interested in the stuff I'm doing. It's very easy, particularly in like today's like internet world, it's very easy to just like be stuck business-wise on like the numbers and forget that these are actually just invested, kind people. Yazan, hey babe, hello. And it's good sometimes to hop on the live and just like chat with the actual people who find something I'm doing interesting. It's good to be refreshed of like, oh, we are all just like people here. And because all the stuff I do it all alone, you know, like I'll make so many videos like here in the studio alone, you know, and then like I'll be here alone chatting with like my agency about how something performed and then send them the data alone and then like look at the performance of it the next day alone and then think of the ideas for the next video alone. And it's just like, dude, I should just go live more to, you know, like get in contact with the actual human beings who are there, because it's very easy to just get extremely isolated, especially post-pandemic. Why always with the hat? You know, I started wearing a lot of hats back in like 2016, 2017. I was on this tour and somebody loaned me a hat. I was really, really, really into Mac DeMarco. Not that I've lost interest, but I was really into Mac DeMarco. Someone loaned me a hat and I just loved the look, and I've just bought God knows, I don't know how many hats I've been so obsessed with buying. Do I have upcoming shows? 666, yes, go to my link. I have a whole tour coming up in the fall. Would love to see you. Yazan, did you gain a few kilograms? Germanic food isn't too healthy, though. Yes, thanks for noticing. I did gain some weight. Yes, I did. Subpar, hi from another American who moved to Germany. What's up, Subpar? Thanks for being here, man. You should share your light bulb grammatic moments. Oh, do you mean like, wait, light bulb grammatic moments? What do you mean by that? David, can I ask how long did it take you to grow your platform? Well, hi Brittany. So for the platform. So, okay. I was unemployed in like 2020. And then I was kind of just strapped for some sort of idea, right? Like I wasn't touring with music anymore. I was kind of like hitting a big roadblock with that in the first place. And I had lost my regular day job at this elementary school because I was a luxury position. So I was unemployed. And it was, you know, it was pandemic. I was isolated and I was just like, man, okay, what am I going to do here? I didn't have a big audience whatsoever for my music or anything. And then, I don't know, one day I just made like a fresh TikTok account. And I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of expressions that I find really funny in the German language. There's just things that, particularly when you translate them, they just sound so silly. I mean, the first example that came to mind was I did this series where I think one of the first expressions I talked about was hätte hätte Fahrradkette, and translated means would have bicycle chain, and that expression in English is kind of like shoulda, woulda, coulda. Like, oh, you know, don't complain. Like, yeah, you shoulda, you coulda, you know, whatever, but you didn't. And I just thought would have bicycle chain just is so funny. And so I did like a series where I would take these German expressions, translate them, and then just make a little joke about them. And it was a really long, long series. I was doing one almost every single day. And that was the first time the audience started to grow. So that was, you know, probably 2021. I would say it's more like 2021, where TikTok started to grow a bit. Instagram started to grow. Not enough where I thought like I can make a job from this. Bye, 666. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. It wasn't where like I felt that I could make a living by any means. But then in, I think it was spring 2023, I was visiting family and I had just a really random idea to make a skit as a German person. I found that I had a little bit of a knack for the accent and did just a simple skit like on my phone. What's up, Koi? I had like a little, just a simple skit in mind to be like a German person. And then that was kind of just that break moment. You know, I was still like under 100K on both platforms. I think TikTok might have been 100K by then. I'm not sure. But Instagram for sure was under 100K. And then I made that one video and it was like, bloop, bloop. And then I just kind of kept like, you know, I saw that that worked, and then I just kept trying to find circumstances to put this German character in situations in the States, because that's where I was at the time. And then when I came back here, trying to find like funny observational things where I could talk to an audience as a German, and that really helped. So I mean, I would say from like from 2023 on, like from that break where I found like a niche that really stuck, that really helped. That really helped a lot. And then I just kind of rode that wave. And I don't know, I wonder sometimes if I should also just try some different series now and then. I've tried different things now and then that didn't stick the same, like it didn't have the same grip. But you know, that's social media. You brainstorm something, you think this is killer, this is gonna pop off so hard, thanks for the follow, man. And then it just doesn't at all. Like then it just doesn't work whatsoever. And there's some things that are like some of my best performing videos after the first initial like growth are videos that for me were like total throwaway videos. It's crazy. You can just never, that's the thing that's so tough about it, is you can really never predict it. Like I would have a video that I was like, I need something new, I need it fresh for today. And then I would make something that took like, I don't know, 20 seconds to just like pop it out, cut it for a second, like maybe 1 minute, whatever, toss it out there. And it would be like, I don't know, you know, a few million views or something. And it was just like, whoa, but I spent 2 days on this other one, like writing a script and like, what, why? Oh, it's crazy. It's really crazy. David, your German accent is so good. Dude, thank you so much. That's really nice to hear. I really appreciate that. I'm glad it's not like so bad that it's that for Germans would ask me to stop. I've never had a German person be like, hey, cut it out. You know, they're usually, I have to admit, I'm really lucky and happy that I have an ear for that particular accent, because I've had Germans like come up to me and sometimes even assume that I'm fully German because they haven't heard me talk in real life before or anything. For example, yeah, you, Ali, I really thought you were German at first. I mean, I appreciate that. But yeah, it's a funny game, dude. It's a really funny game, this social media stuff. I don't know. I just like making jokes. I just like trying to be funny. I did improv in college for a long time. Like I was like, you know, working in theater. Did some acting stuff. Even up until recently, and I don't know, just trying to find the best joke is so important to me. When I'm like writing stuff to try and be funny, like to write out like bits for stage or for, you know, not every sketch is a banger. I'm trying to put something out every day. Some of them are trash, but then every once in a while I'll have a good idea and it's like, oh, finally it pays off. David, thanks for sharing. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so happy that you guys are here. It's really fun to chat. Hi from a German in the US here. Hello, Tina's Wilderness Photography. And you do it so well. Thank you. That's really kind. My brother-in-law is German and my nephew lives there. Might be interesting to show there in the Sorry, meant to show their perspective of US. Yeah. That would be actually really interesting. I think any kind of like switch on cultural perspectives is always fascinating. And it can be really funny. It can be really funny. Sexy cat lady, you are hilarious. Improv is so fun. It is so fun. Like, I don't know if there's any like improv people in the group. What's up, Taylor? There's like, I don't know if you guys knew Ask Cat. This might be like too, it's not even that niche, but like if you know some good American improv, ASCAT was like a Second City show that they put on and they filmed it. It was like a DVD I used to rent and it was like a whole hour and a half long form improv show. Amy Poehler was in it, like early Amy Poehler. Man, that's bringing back some memories now. I used to, like, the comedians of comedy with, like, Zach Galifianakis and, like, Brian Posehn. Oh, who else was in that? Oh my God, what's her name? She's so funny. This great comedian. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh my God, I'm such a fan. What is her name? I have her face, like, right here. Damn it. But anyway, Comedians of Comedy was, like, this DVD that I would rent with Ass Cat as well. But yeah. Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for liking the live. Thanks for the gifts. You don't have to do that. But yeah, improv is so much fun. I just love telling jokes. Sexy cat lady. People don't realize improv is really good for day-to-day skills. But honestly, though, like, being able to train yourself to think on your feet is something that, like, everybody in every single industry should think about learning to improve. Not that improv is going to work for everybody. I mean, there's tools and, you know, like, things you can practice yourself or in a group or whatever that might help you for your industry or just for your social group. But like, really learning improv, like, really understanding how to keep, like, an imaginary moment flowing without a hiccup, and particularly to not take it over, to not make it about you, but to make it about, like, the best joke possible, is just such a priceless skill. I just love that. That's what I loved most about it. I have friends from this improv troupe back in college that I still keep in close contact with, because every once in a while I'll just, like, shoot them a bit, like, just a quick idea, and they will come back with something that was 10 times funnier of, like, an angle or a perspective than I was thinking, and, you know, just brainstorm with them, and it's just like, oh, that's, man, I miss that so much. I miss just, like, popping into a room with 10 people that you just inherently in your soul find so much funnier than yourself, you know, which is not hard for me, but, like, I have a really, really, really high respect bar for people that I find funny. Like, I don't know, I put that above everything. If I find someone to be, like, genuinely, like gut-wrenchingly funny, oh my God, I'll put that above any supermodel, any billionaire, anybody. Like, if I think that person actually is, like, geniusly funny, they're in my forever, you know, God tier respect bank, like, forever. There's a handful of people from these old days and some people I've met, you know, in the last 10 years or so, but it's not a lot of people. Like, I have a very open mind about comedy, and I will always give people the chance or, like, the benefit of the doubt. But there's some people where I'm just like, oh my God, why are you not, like, the most famous comic in the world? Or, like, why are you not writing monologues for late night shows or working on SNL? Like, I have friends where I get mad at them for not pursuing it tougher because they're so funny. And it's just a beautiful thing to have in your life. Get more funny people in your life. It's a really important thing. It's a really important thing to have. Sexy cat lady, most acting gigs I booked back in the States was me doing improv at an audition. See, now that's interesting to me too, because auditions are tough. I'll never forget this audition I did. I don't know if I was, like, a junior or a senior in college, but I had earned some respect. I had earned, like, a bit of a reputation amongst the theater and film people for, I don't know, having, like, a presence on stage. I was good with improv. I had acted in a few things. So I was like, oh, I got this, you know? And then I walked into the room, and it was four, like, master's thesis students whom I knew, and they knew me. And we shook hands, and I had prepared a monologue that I wanted to do for this movie. I really liked the character that was written. And I just remember, like, coming into the room, and before I started the audition, I was just being funny. And this is not, like, me being pretentious or egotistical because I don't win at the end of the story. But I come in, I'm making jokes, I am murdering. Like, I'm in this room and I have, like, the director, she's tearing up. I'm like, I got it. I got this, no problem, you know? And I'm there and I'm like, oh, I got this, dude. Like, I've got everyone just rolling in the floor. And then I start the monologue and I do what I think, at least at the time, is the best I can do. I'm sure if I watched it now, I would want to stab my eyeballs out with toothpicks. But I, at the time, thought this was pretty good. And then they're like, hey, that was great. They dapped me up. They gave me hugs. Like, that was great, dude. Thank you so much. And then I 100% did not get it and didn't even hear back. Not even like a, hey, you know, it was a tough choice because of this or that. It was a decision so quick that I feel like I left the room and they were like, ha ha, oh, that guy's funny, but no, he's not good. He's not right for this, you know? And it's such, auditions are like such, like check your ego at the door. Like, it's such a thing of like, there are so many people better than you at everything you think you're good at, my guy. Like, yeah, it's really intense. But it's good. So, like, everyone can use a good humility check. Can you name an actor for an edit? Like, if I name an actor, you're going to make like a TikTok edit for them? Because I've got actors I can name that I'm a fan of. But I'm curious if that's what you meant. Hi, Gabriel. Yeah, thanks, guys, for joining. It's just a fun, you know, little easy, relaxed little afternoon chit-chat here. Hello, Cash Money. Thanks for joining here. Let me see how much time we've put into this so far. Yeah, nice. I guess I always forget that I can always, like, edit out the fat if there's some gaps here. And what are you guys up to on this beautiful day? Did everyone have a good weekend? Huh? Nice Mother's Day. Did you guys, for those who have a mother and or a nice relationship to their mother, did you give her a call? Did you give her a hug? Did you send her flowers? You know, not everyone's going to have the privilege of that. I understand that. But, you know, if you did you at least give her a little text that's like, THX, Mom? Thanks for making me. I saw a funny post today that was like, the majority of crime like plummets on Mother's Day. And then the next line was like, I just love envisioning that all these mothers are criminals, but they have to stop for a day to have brunch with their kids. You know, a nice little surprise goes a long way. It just goes a long way. Hi, Heather. I'm American living in Germany. Also, where in Germany, whereabouts, you know, are you at? I'm in Munich, which, you know, for better or for worse, is what it is. You know, I'm sure a lot of people in the chat can relate to that. They can understand what I mean when I say that. Ansbach. My husband is in the U.S. Army. Oh! Okay, so you moved here from military. I don't know. You probably know a friend of mine who's a very popular creator on here, Chris DeSis. She also, I don't know if it's that one. I don't think it's that one, but she lives on a military base somewhere. Somewhere in a closer to Frankfurt, I think. I'm not sure if that's exactly the same one or not. I'm an American living near Heidelberg. Okay, so we got a lot of Americans here in Germany. That's cool. What's your favorite, least favorite thing about Munich? Oh man. Favorite or least favorite thing? Well, you know, I am what I am, right? I love I've grown to really love like beer garden culture, especially in the summer. That's something that for me just feels so Munich to, you know, have a, like a hot summer day, the green trees all around the, not that I'm like a hiking nature athlete guy, but like, you know, just being around the trees, getting that fresh air, you know, sitting down at like a nice wooden table, hearing like kids play around you and people like chatting and catching up and getting like just good, just some hearty food, you know, and the fries are always killer and the beer is always fresh. And if you're there with like a few friends, you don't have any other obligations. You can just like chill there. It's just like, I don't know. It's maybe it's age also. Like now that I'm in my 30s, it just feels like, oh, I just like that I can just get my thing and just sit here and just vibe out, you know, and just chill. But I like that. My least favorite thing, you know, there's a few things. Obviously, I mock a lot here on this channel. You know, there's things about like the prudeness or the nosiness or the it's always like the cultural it's always like, why do you know, like, for example, I have a neighbor down the street who really, really, really likes to be sure that no one is like, if his driveway is here, I've made videos about it, but like he never wants anyone to park on the public road, mind you. He never wants anyone to park on the public road that's in this like range of space where his driveway starts, even though he would be able to get out. It's not like it blocks him. It's just that he has a caravan like deeper behind his house, and he wants to have the freedom at all times to be able to choose if he wants to take that caravan out or not. So he always has like a little special car that he always parks right there at the beginning of his gate. And if that car is not there, he doesn't want you to park there if his car is not there. So what does he do? He puts out two red mop buckets, and he puts them on the public road as if it's like a working, like a construction sign or like a no parking sign. Puts two red buckets on the road right in front of his driveway to, like, you know, shoo cars away so they don't park. So they don't park exactly where he wants to park. And I hate it. I just hate it. Is it harmless? Sure. Do I hate it? With all of my heart and being. Like, I hate it so much. Like, he never takes it out. I've been asked to move my car because I was like this far over the line of where his like driveway starts. And I was like, I'm sorry. Are you taking the caravan out today? And he was like, no, but you need to move. One time, somebody in the neighborhood parked, you know, like those rentable like miles cars. Someone parked a miles car in that spot where his car goes, and he berated me at my like entrance gate for so long, not being like mean, but like he just didn't believe me when I told him that it wasn't mine. It legit wasn't mine. It wasn't mine. And I was like, what? I've told you three times now that that's not my miles car. I was like, my car's right there. This is not my car. I don't know who, I don't know. Why would I like take the time to go rent a miles car, spend money just to bother you? I don't care about you, dude. And that's just the stuff that's too far. That's the stuff I hate. That's for me, that's very Bavarian. That's very Munich. It's very like property line. Don't do that. You shouldn't be there. What are you doing that for? You know, like, little, like the hall monitors at the high school, you know, like, what are you doing out here, actually? Do you have your pass? You know, it happens far too often, I'm afraid. It's happened enough to me. I'm a scarred boy when it comes to that. I mean, I'm coming like to that world from New Orleans. Okay. New Orleans, they'd be like, dude, just park there. Like, dude, park there. You can have a cold beer from our fridge. We got some crawfish in the back. And we can just walk you to where you need to go. It's just more like community, chill. Hey, everything's fine. That's why I like the beer gardens, because that's where I get like a hint of that, like, communal, calm, cool space, you know? But at the I don't know, the neighbors who, like, I don't know. I've had like police called to my apartments, the different apartments I've lived at, because I would have a party on a Saturday after like putting out notes on every single neighbor's, you know, like making like little candies with like a note that's just like, hey, I'm gonna have a birthday party on this Saturday, it might go a little late, you know, just let us know if it gets too loud or whatever, like make a little, like, oh, I hope it's okay that we party in this place that I rent, you know. And then still, it'd be like, whoop, whoop, like, hey, you know, literally police. And I'm also coming from New Orleans. I'm like, they're going to kill us. You know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Long answer, Taylor. Sorry. But yeah, that's what I don't like. This, the prudeness. Nasiavos. Heather, I would take the buckets. Dude, I have taken photos. Like literally for no one but myself, apparently, because I never make videos with these photos. I take photos of those buckets every single time that I see them. Because part of me laughs with hatred. Part of me is like, I can't believe that he did it again. Like, it's a public road. Just like, it's okay. You're not taking the caravan out today. You don't need it. Like, I just remember, like, when he asked me to move that first time, and then I noticed that he didn't take the caravan out, and I was just like, what's the issue, though? What's the issue, though? Like, I will move my... You think I just don't go anywhere? Anyway... that's sexy cat lady says, that's why I'm glad I live in a house with no neighbor drama. I mean, I should also be grateful that that's the worst that it gets. I knew friends back in the States who had horrible relationships with their neighbors. Things were sometimes even violent. People just being like too, let's approve that one. Yeah. People being too, you know, aggressive, or, you know, really crossing a line. Like, Bavarians are just very neurotic, and they're very specific, and they're very routine oriented, and it gets, you know, it's lame, but it's not violent, and it's not like actively hurting you. It just gets under my skin. But I should be grateful, because I mean, if that's the worst it gets, you know, imagine his life filled with hours upon hours stalking that spot. He does, though. It's crazy how sad. And also, like, how sad is that, right? How sad is that? I mean, your whole life is about a parking spot. Come on. I don't know. He's an older guy. I don't know if he ever had kids or if he... I don't know if they ever had kids. I don't know, like, if they... let me just plug this little charger in here. You know, it's like, is that his life? Is that his life? I don't know. Groovia, are Bavarians more intense? Do you think this would happen in like Hessen or Berlin? I think that's a two-part answer, because one, yes, I do think Bavarians are just more intense. I think Bavarians just are super intense. Do I think it wouldn't happen in Hessen or Berlin? Impossible to say. I think, honestly, it could just happen anywhere. Are you American? I'm new here. Yes, I am. Welcome to the chat, my friend. I see you have instruments. How do you play with the neighbors regarding the noise? You can see all this padding here. I've thankfully taken a long time to pad out this room. I'm not like a big loud player generally. Like, I don't have a drum kit down here. I don't play a lot of like distorted guitar. But if I wanted to, I think it would be okay. Depends on the day and time. My biggest fear moving to Germany is my neighbors hating me. It's gonna happen. It's bound to happen at some point. Love your videos. Thank you so much. My husband's from Shreveport. Wow, that's crazy. What a coincidence. That's wild. One of my very, very, very best friends, one of these really funny people I was talking about, is also from Shreveport. How do drummers practice? I feel like I'm waiting for a very good punchline here, because I know a lot of good, like, drummer jokes, but I can't tell if this is a setup. I'm excited for the punchline. The worst is not being able to clean with music on Sundays. The crazy thing is that you can't do jack shit on Sundays. Like, I mean, of course, there's like the closed stores and everything. That's one thing that's annoying for sure. I'm not laughing at you, Bunny. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the Germans who like inevitably are going to dislike all nice people if they're just neurotic enough. But like to do anything on Sundays just sucks. Like there's the stores, like, I don't know. There's people who like can't leaf blow and like you can't play music and you can't recycle glass bottles. Like you can't recycle on the one day. You can't, like, there's, well, Sunday sometimes is like the one day people have off work from the whole week, my guy. And you're like, hey, on that day when you could finally catch up and shit, too bad. Oh, did you want to settle things up in the house and did you want to make yourself feel comfortable and like get rid of some of that clutter? Too bad. So sorry, but no, you're gonna have to do it at night when you're tired after work, you piece of shit. Oh, not a setup. Just thinking about my teenage drummer. Oh, like literally, how do they practice? Well, you know, you practice rhythm. I mean, that's a whole, maybe I should do like a music stream. The thing is, I have so many like interests that I don't stream about, that I don't do videos about, but like I could talk for hours about music, movies and TV and video games, and they have nothing to do with what I do. So if you guys want me to ever do a stream that's just about one of those topics, let me know, like in the comments or something. And I would really be happy to set that up. Like I would love to chat about one of those topics so much, like maybe like just living in Germany or like language or organization or, you know, like there's so many things I would love to talk about. But when I make videos about them in my regular content, they just don't get it doesn't get the traction that the regular content does. So I have to stick with the regular content to keep the engagement up. But Jesus, I would love to talk about other things. Like I went to film school, for Christ's sake. I would love to talk about film and TV. I would love to talk about video games. I would love to talk about, like, I mean, I have like my letterboxed and I have like my list of notes and everything that I'm so interested in, but I can't do I'd have to make a whole different channel, which maybe I should just do then. Yes, Bunny, at the moment that I said it, you typed it, or like you typed it the moment that I thought that had the same thought. Yes, I should just do a second channel. I should just do a second channel and just do it for me. And just make like streams and just like reviews or whatever, just for fun. Like I just love yapping, clearly, and I can yap away about, TV and film and video games and I don't know, German culture stuff, like so much. Video games and 4K movies, etc. Language as well is a fun topic. Totally, absolutely. It's cool that you guys feel that way too. I was thinking second channel as well. My whole TikTok is about my randomness, so it works. Yeah, that's the thing, is like when you set up like a tone and you can be spontaneous within that tone, that's so cool. You know, I'm not complaining, but you know, like I have like a little niche that I'm in, and maybe I just have to, you know, just do a different channel for me, just for funsies, you know? Because I do like making content. I just don't always every single day love making content about the same thing, you know? It's hard to find a different angle every day. I changed my content to more personal topics, and it takes time, but the engagement goes back up. Yeah, but also, yes, totally agree. There's no but. It's like, yes, totally agree, Taylor. And you're a good content creator. So if you have a knack for it and you make it personal and fun, you're totally right. Like, it'll come back. Yeah. I think I just have to do my own. Yeah. Like maybe a second channel is the right idea. I'll listen to you yap once the time difference permits. Yeah. Exactly. See, I know nothing about Germany. I use a translator app. Oh God. Well, hey, who hasn't made like a deep personal relationship with Google Translate? Or DeepL, or, you know, like who hasn't spent the time to like develop a deep personal relationship with a translator? My God. Do you have a career in film and TV now? I Sorry, I just saw Deeple is bae. Yes and no. I mean, it's not consistent. I mean, I do. I have things coming out. Like, there's a TV show called 90s for ZDF Neo that's coming out where I have, like, a whole episode. And I don't know if you can see it here. Ooh. This movie here, I know the camera's reversed here because I'm doing the live thing here, but there's a movie called September 5 that was Oscar nominated and just swept up the German Film Prize Awards and was written by my like very close friend Moritz Bender, and I am in it, just background work, but I worked on the movie mostly off camera. But yeah, like I just love, you know, working in that medium. But I mean, like acting, there's the TV show that I'm in. And even though I act in that movie, I wouldn't say like, oh, look for me, I'm in that movie. You'll see me a couple times, but I'm just background. The majority of my work, I think it was like 2.5 weeks, was off, like mostly off camera, but I just loved that job. It was so much fun. Sorry, so many questions. Frankfurt husband, German speaking kids living in US. We're on a live TikTok chat. There's no such thing as too many questions. Please, come on. It's great to have prompts to yap about on here. I mean, if the chat is quiet, then I just kind of have to spitball. And sometimes I spiral way too far off topic. So I'm happy for questions. Do you prefer being behind the camera? You know, there was a time where I really was passionate about that. Like, I love writing and I love storyboarding. I'm actually I really love storyboarding. I directed a music video for a friend's band. I think it was almost 2 years ago now. Wow. And I storyboarded like by hand every frame in this really cool storyboarding book that I have that's like pre-designed like frames. And you can draw in like, okay, what lens you imagine and like what kind of, you know, camera movement, panning, tilting, whatever, all that stuff. So I really, 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 really got excited about that and storyboarded the entire music video. And then directed the band and like had the perfect weather. And if it's smaller projects like that, I think with like a few more years of projects of that caliber, I could move on to something bigger. And I think I could have a lot of fun with it. I really actually do like directing. Like there's a few music videos of my own that I directed that are on my YouTube channel from like way back. And the music video for my friend's band, I guess, is the last thing I did like behind the camera. I'm not a great DP. I'm not great like with camera gear, but I'm great. That's a bad way to start a sentence. I'm great at nothing, but I feel like when you have a good relationship with talented camera people and you can have your own way of communicating with certain people, I would say I have a great relationship with a couple of different camera guys. And if a job does come to me or I get the chance to do something, I know that even though I'm not like an extraordinarily fluid camera linguist, you know, like a super tech savvy guy, I know and I understand where my strengths are. And I think very visually. So I know that I can draw what I want and then discuss with that camera person what kind of lens might achieve that and what kind of movement we need and if it's going to be handheld or if we need a rig or if we need, you know, other different tools to achieve it. Like basically I see it and then I can draw it and then we can talk about it. And that's, for me, the easiest way to communicate it. It's really fun to be behind the camera, but for my regular everyday content, I'm just too pretty of a face, I'm afraid. I understand if you guys are going to leave the yeah, that's bad. That's cringe. Anyway, oh wait, what's that? Oh, I think the live is going to self-end in 4 minutes. It just told me. That was random. Let's see here. I would love to get back into filmmaking here, but the poor German language skills deter me. Oh God, I completely understand. I mean, I got very lucky with both of the last projects that I mentioned because the TV show that I did, they needed an American tourist. That was kind of easy. And for this other job, like I said, I was off camera. So, you know, I was a second AD once, but never made it out of pre-production. Hilarious script, such a shame. Oh man, that'd be cool to see one day. be really fun to, you know, I found a script that I wrote in my old improv theater group that would be such a funny sketch to do. I think I should crack out all, like, some of these old sketches that I wrote with these friends who are much funnier than myself, and, like, just, you know, get a few friends together over, like, a weekend and just shoot it, because, I don't know, I love a good sketch. I love a good sketch. You speak so passionately. Thank you, Bunny. That's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that. I think this live is going to cut itself off in, like, 4 minutes. I think that's what it just told me. If it just ends randomly, I didn't just shut you guys off. Don't worry. But I think it might just, if it ends itself, then it is what it is. But I'm here for the ride, at least for a few more minutes. Hunter P, my man, you're the man. You're the man. Maybe it is actually best at this point just to wrap it up on my own terms here. Let me swipe out of this. You guys have been so much fun and so nice. I really appreciate all the questions, and thanks for liking the live and all the gifts and stuff. That's so nice. You don't have to do that at all, but thank you. And yeah, I'm going to be on tour in October. I'm going to be at Lollapalooza in July, and I wrote a book. You can pre-order my book at the link in my bio. And you guys are great, man. Thanks for the questions, Bunny. Thanks for being so nice, sexy cat lady. Hunter, Amy, guys, this is so much fun. If I should do more lives like this, just let me know. I would love to do it, as long as I'm not, like, you know. If you guys want this, I'll happily do it. I think it's really fun just to chat with you kind souls out there. So. Thanks so much. Have a really wonderful rest of your day, and I really hope to hear from you guys again soon. Thank you so much. Bye bye. Have a great day. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope that wasn't annoying for those who couldn't see the screen. I know that live streams can be occasionally obnoxious. But, you know, we had some nice people on the chat today who asked some really interesting questions. So I do hope that you found, my God, am I having a stroke? I do hope that you found some interest in questions that maybe I don't get asked on this podcast regularly enough. Anyway, look, I love you guys. My book, pre-sale, pre-order, maybe I am having a stroke. My book, in the show notes, it's a bilingual paperback book. You can pre-order it right now. My tour dates are available right now. My new merch, the Jordan Prince Sport Socks, have just dropped. Get your pair today. There's my hot sauce. Go watch my free comedy special, free to watch on YouTube. Everything's in the show notes. All right, guys, I'm going to go to the hospital because I'm having a stroke, and I love you guys. Okay, bye!
Look out, baby. The
Saints
are...
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von Jordan Prince und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.